What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us live from Capitol Hill, as he does every week, CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. It was a testy day on the Hill yesterday for President Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. I know confirmations for others continue or are in the process of being scheduled.
Yeah, there were about a half dozen today. They're moving quickly here, but two big ones. Marco Rubio, the Florida senator, to be Secretary of State. He's really being interviewed and questioned by his own colleagues, some of whom he has seniority over in the U.S. Senate. And then Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, who is seeking to be the U.S. Attorney General. Some very animated moments there in Pam Bondi's hearing. She is a devoted Trump ally. In fact, Michelle, she defended Trump in his first impeachment in 2020. A lot of Democrats pressing her on whether she'll truly be independent from Trump as an attorney general is supposed to be. She also kind of failed to declaratively say Trump lost the 2020 election while being questioned today. That kind of stuck in the craw of a lot of Democrats.
Inaugural security and, of course, logistics. And I'm assuming, as you are, that security will be extremely tight considering what happened to the president-elect on the campaign trail in PA.
Yeah, there's tight and then there's inaugural tight. We have found there will be 30 miles of fencing surrounding Washington, D.C., the U.S. Capitol, and other landmarks for inauguration Monday. That is just quite something. Wall-to-wall federal agents near the Capitol complex. This has been designated a national special security event. That's the type of designation they give the Super Bowl and State of the Union addresses. This is going to be an enormous footprint, which is important to note because, according to law enforcement sources, about 250,000 tickets have been readied for inaugural attendees, a lot of them from the Philadelphia area. They're going to have to go through an enormous labyrinth to get to the West Lawn of the Capitol or the National Mall to see this in person.
And I'm hearing that there could be pardons for some January 6th participants. When could we start to see those?
It looks like those could happen Monday, at least some Monday, inaugural Monday, according to Trump. But that became an issue in Senate deliberations today over the Attorney General nominee, Pam Bondi. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says it is not appropriate for Trump to offer blanket pardons. In fact, Tillis told me he doesn't think Trump is going to offer blanket pardons, that prospect would be just misinformation, that it would just be some and should not be those who were violent against police officers. Trump has never clarified that. That is a huge pending question between now and Monday, 12 p.m.
Thanks so much. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
Go Birds.